asks, by the case of Hinaki, if you didn't Mazana Hinaki, if you were Mazana Hinaki, for Tysus, the positive has to be before the negative. He should have said, if you're Mazana Hinaki, you're not Mazana Hinaki. And yet, the way it was said is that if you're innocent Hinaki,
which is positive.
What? Oh, positive is that things should happen.
Well, we want her to be innocent.
Zuktisis. Okay, so Zuktisis.
Oh, I love you.
Zuktisis, the desire is to be innocent. That's the positive. So Rabbi Schultz was a bacher, and he had a kasha for the Gemara Gittin.
Sorry.
The Gemara Gittin says that if a person says if he dies, it should be a get. If he doesn't die, it should not be a get. So the Gemara can't say it that way, because he's magdim peronius lenavshe. He's saying if he dies, he doesn't want to die. So he should say, if I don't die, it's not a get. And if I do die, it is a get. He should say the first, in fact, the Gemara, it's negative before the positive. And for the Gemara, he says three things. If he doesn't die, it's not a get. If he dies, it is a get. If he doesn't die, it's not a get. The first one is just to make sure he doesn't start with a negative, with a punishment. And then he has to do the positive before the negative. So Rabbi Schultz, as a bacher, asked, had a kasha. There, the guy doesn't want to die. So why don't we say that he can start with him by Macy? That's the positive. That's not the negative. That's the positive. That was his kasha. So he went and asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky. This is going back when he was a bacher. Rabbi Schultz is not a bacher anymore. He was a bacher at that point. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky looked at him and said, it's a taz in Hakdamat Yordea. Hello? The Taz and I come with your day. Like, you asking me this question? The verse of Taz and I come with your day. So the Taz asked the question about Shver. But Rabbi Schultz was very, like, he looked at him like, why are you asking me this question? So the verse of Taz and your day. Like, why are you asking me this? I said, where have you been? He was a bacher. That's I thought it was an unbelievable story. Reb Chaim Zvikias. Then I should ask him the question, and then Reb Chaim Zvikias.
No.
She doesn't want to follow the Yibum. That's the case over there. He's doing it again because he doesn't want her to follow the Yibum. So he's trying to say that if he dies, it shouldn't be a get. So she shouldn't have to follow the Yibum. That's the case of the Gemara. So the Gemara says he has to start with the negative because they mocked him in his pronus l'navshe. And then he says the positive. And then he says the negative again because it has to be hein kaidem l'lav. That's the Gemara there. So Rabbi Schultz's question was, according to Tysus, that's the positive. So he asked Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim looked at him like, where are you? Anyway, I just thought the story was a nice story. Okay. We'll start again the Mishnah. Hamakadosh is a isha v'amak sabra haisashi b'kehenes sabra yisishi kehenes v'ahi levia. I thought she was a kehenes, and she's a levia. Levia v'ya kehenes. Aniya v'ya shira, shira aniya. Harim shukadesh, m'eshalei to us, this is Dvorim she believes. Nobody misled him. Later. Ha'im ala isha, Rashi, shalei to us, elu hitas atzmai. He fooled himself. Begin by pirish, lav kol kamina, d'avalu Dvorim she believe. He can't tie none. We wouldn't even believe him, Rashi says. Interesting. What if we would believe him? It's still Dvarim Shebelev. It's an interesting Rashi. I think Lav Kol Kamina here doesn't mean he's not believed. I think Lav Kol Kamina means it doesn't make a difference. But usually Lav Kol Kamina means he's not believed. Masmur from Rashi, the problem is trusting him. Even if I trust him, but hello, it's still Dvarim Shebelev. So I'd like to translate the Lav Kol Kamina here means it's not enough. It's not strong enough. Not a question of belief, but then again, it's not usually what it means. If not, I don't understand it. I'm just pointing it up. Dr. Vishnavaita. A guy walks over to a woman and says to her, I'd like to marry you after I become a ger. Meaning, I'm going to do the Maisa Kedusha now. It should kick in after I become a ger. This is called a Dover Shaloi Bali Olam. Now, it's a different kind of Loi Bali Olam. And Tysus speaks this out, not that it's going to make much difference in this Gemara, because both parties exist in the world. He's walking the planet, and she's walking the planet. Usually, davish lebar le'ayilim is if you sell somebody fruit that hasn't grown yet. I'm just pointing it out. The Gemara will deal with it. We'll leave the Gemara to talk. I just want to point out, physically, they're both in this world. And therefore, physically, they're both in the world. So it might be, might be a different kind of davish lebar le'ayilim. Let's leave it alone. Ayla akashat his gairi, he tells the sheksa, I will do kedushin to you after you become a ger. And Eved Kenani says, after I get freed, or after you get freed, after your husband dies, he walks over to a married woman. He says, I'd like to marry you after your husband dies. He walks over to his wife's sister. He says, you know, when your sister passes on, I would like to marry you. And he does a Maisa Kedushin. This is not some schmoozing. It's a Maisa Kedushin. He walks over to Yavama Lashuk and he says, listen, you're waiting to be released by your brother-in-law. I'm going to be Mekadesh you now. It should kick in after Yachlis Yavamech. All these cases share one commonality. They're different. The Gemara is going to point out they're different. But the commonality they share is they're all in this world. Things have to happen to make the Kedushin work. The Kedushin is a davar shel bali ayilim because they're not eligible for Kedushin now, for whatever reason. Right? You can't marry an Asian sister. You can't marry your wife's sister. One cannot marry that. So therefore, it's a davar shel bali ayilim. It just happens to be that nobody is not in this world. They're all walking this planet, if that's going to make a difference. Now, longer is Ein Mekudeshes because it's a davar shel bali ayilim. Rashi points out on one of them, this Tana holds that even though it's only a Chayv Elavin, Yavam Elashuk is different. There's a Machloikas, but the Yavam Elashuk is different than all other Chayv Elavin. Rav holds it is, Shmuel holds it isn't. So Shmuel's Masupik, Rav says it's not. Whatever it is, this Tana is saying clearly that there's no Kedushin on Yavam Elashuk. Because if not, it's not a Dovah Shlom on the other. We can do it right now. Now it says he can't do it right now because the Yavam Elashuk can't have Kedushin. That's what this Mishnah holds. Somebody says to his friend, you know, if your wife gives birth to a girl, I'd like to marry her. Can you be Mekabel Kedushin now for your wife, for your daughter that's not born yet? Ein Mekudeshes, it's a Davar Shel Bali Ayilim. So Trashi, Ein Mekudeshes, the Havel Dvar Shel Bali Ayilim, the Achshav Ein Biyad Lekacha, he doesn't have the ability to do Kedushin. Now, we are not going to learn the parentheses. The Gemara is going to deal with this case, but it seems to be clear from the Gemara that it wasn't in our Mishnah. So we'll leave it alone. It's not in our Mishnah. Tanan Hasan, Ein Tarmim and Hatala Shalom Achubar. The halacha is Truma and Maaser, but we're going to talk about Truma, cannot be taken on things that grow. It has to be off the ground. While they're attached to the ground, they're not eligible to have Truma removed from them. And let me explain. While the crop is growing, you cannot separate Truma. If you do, it's a waste of time. It's not eligible for the separation of Truma. We learned that out. Now, once you harvest it, it's eligible for the separation of Truma, but you're not obligated biblically until you finish the process of threshing and piling it up. We're not interested in that now. We're talking about whether it could get truma separated. Once it's harvested, you could make a truma. You could wait till the end of the process, but you could make a truma. When it's attached to the ground, you cannot make a truma. You can't. It's not eligible to truma. That's the halacha. So therefore, if I have off the ground and on the ground, I can't say this is truma for this or this is truma for this. Because they're not, the mechuber is not eligible for truma. As far as truma is concerned, it's a davar shel bali ayilim. It's not eligible for truma now. It doesn't exist vis-a-vis truma. It exists in the world, but it doesn't exist vis-a-vis truma. Rashi, the Gemara, Tan Hasam, Ein Tarmim min Hatala Shel HaMechubar, Ein Tarmim Ein Truma Se Truma. Even though the truma you're giving is some detached grain, but you're giving it for your attached grain. You look at your field, and I have detached grain, and I have a whole field of attached grain. I said, I'll give truma off of that. I can't do that. It's not eligible for truma yet. Yeah. Rashi, mechubar ein chayav b'truma, the resh is degan chaksev. Midi di midagen, something that's collectible. Shenesav Bikri. Hilchuk Lechal Shem Truma. It's not Chal Shem Truma Al HaTalus Shuv Rishalav. The Tevel Hu Biyat Kayin. If you give it to the Kayin, it's Tevel. But Yochol Lichem Alam Yimokam Achar. And he can mix it with other Tevel and give Truma. The Kula Chulin, and then it'll all be Chulin. There won't be any Truma here. And Mechuber Shuv Rishalav Lein Nisakin. And the Mechuber didn't get corrected. Kshiyitlois Tzarech Lichem. Now Taisus has a problem with Rashi, because Rashi seems to bring a pasuk that it has to be piled. Mashma that you can't even separate it once you detach it till it's piled. And that's not true, Zok Taisus. So therefore Taisus says that we learn that from a different pasuk. Rashi stresses the gancha midi de medogin shenesav bekri. It's collected in a pile. Zok Taisus, using Rashi's pasuk, not only can't you separate truma when it's attached, you can't even separate truma when it's detached if it's not yet piled. And Taisus brings many Gemaras that say you can. Therefore, Taisus argues in Rashi and brings a different pasuk. What Rashi means, I don't know. I would speculate that Rashi is just trying to say it has to be collectible. But again, Taisus asked on Rashi. That means Rashi. Taisus understood Rashi literally, and he asked the question. Rashi also knew Taisus' question. He wasn't like Mr. Gemara's, but obviously he had an answer. But I'm just pointing out that one shouldn't walk away from Rashi saying that till it's piled up, you can't separate Truma. Taisus brings many Gemara's that you can. So obviously Rashi didn't mean that exactly. What he meant, I don't know. I speculate that he meant that it has to be collectible. Whereas Taisus brings a different pasuk that says Beferish, that Mechuber, you learn out from that, that Mechuber can't have Truma. Different pasuk.
Does Rashi agree you're Mechuyev to do it right away? There's a
sign. I did not hear. Meaning, the difference is, biblically, can I snack on it, can I eat from it, before I make the pile? Is it Tevel yet? If I'm not obligated to separate Truma, then it's not Tevel. Let me give you a muscle, and of course everybody will jump on the muscle that it's not a muscle. I'm just trying to prove a point. Friday afternoon I can eat without Kiddush. When the sun sets, I can't eat without Kiddush. What do you mean? I ate 10 minutes ago. When you're not Mechuyev in Kiddush, you can eat. And once you're Mechuyev in Kiddush, you can't eat. When you're not Mechuyev in Truma, it's not Tevel. And when you're Mechuyev in Truma, it is Tevel.
I don't remember where I learned this Gemara. Recently, a long time ago, that you're supposed to do it right away.
Again,
is there
such a thing or not? Of course, Chazal Kalchaver, Shein Amayis Tiviyad Yadid Davar Shein Masukim. That a person that's very careful makes sure it's corrected as fast as he can do it.
When the people.
But that doesn't mean he has to.
I was going to ask about the people on the boat when they were made Truma.
And why are we getting after? We're not learning about this Truma now. You know what I mean? Let's stick to this Gemara. They were on the boat and he forgot.
Right.
So what am I supposed to do?
Okay. What does Rashi mean with the words Tevel Hu Biyatakon?
Meaning, Rashi is saying two things. He gave it to a Kayan.
What?
He gave this thing that he separated. He was separated Minat Talush Ala Mechuber. He gave the Talush to a Kayan.
Oh, to do Truma. Okay.
He gave it to the Kayan and said, this is Truma. Okay. It's not. Therefore, it's Tevel. I mean, the Kayan can mix it with other Tevel. The Yisrael called this Truma. You seem to be perturbed.
Yeah, we had that case somewhere.
You had a case. I know you're giving some reason to do it. We had a case when he was Mashrishman. Atos Nakav, he gave it to the Kayan. Does the Kayan have to give it back or not give it back? That was a sugya you had earlier. Nothing to do with this. Zog the Gemara Beit. Boy Minei Ravasi Mirabeichan. So Rav Asi asked Rabbi Yechon in the following shayla: Amar peres arugazu tulushim, yitruma al peres arugazu mechubarim, or peres arugazu mechubarim, yitruma al peres arugazu tulushim. And the key word is now lik sheyitlushu. He's not making a truma now. He cannot make talush ala mechubar, and he can't make mechubar ala talush. What if he says it should kick in when I harvest it? So he gets up on Monday morning, on Sunday morning, we don't celebrate Sundays. He gets up on Sunday morning, and he looks at his field, and he says, listen, I'm going to harvest it this week. I'm going to separate Truma now, and it should kick in when I harvest it. Not to kick in now, it can't kick in now. You can't separate Ala Mechuber.
But I'm not going to separate out the chuber now. I'm going to separate out the chuber when it becomes harvested. I'm doing the mice of separation to kick in later. Right? I can be Mekadosh a lady. It should kick in 30 days from now. But that's because you can do it now, too. There you're doing it. Here, you can't do it now. But you want it to work later. Zok to Gemara, Amar Loi, V'nitlashu. And then they got detached. Mahu. Is it true or not? Amar Loi, Kol Shebiyadai, Lav Kemuchosim Maisadami. Big Yisrael. It's not a Davar Shloi Bali Aylam. It is. It's not harvested yet. I'm just trying to explain. It's not a Davar Shloi Bali Aylam, but it is a Davar Shloi Bali Aylam. The answer is, Rabbi Yechon is telling me, if I can change the situation, if it's up to me to change the situation, that's Bali Aylam. I can harvest it now. I don't have to wait till the end of the week to harvest it. I have the ability to harvest it right now. So I decided not to harvest it now. But it's in my hand to harvest it right away and separate truma now. Therefore, I can separate truma before it's harvested. Anything that I have the power to change and make it Bali Aylam, it's considered Bali Aylam now. I can't make the tree grow fruits. Not up to me. I sell a guy the fruit of a tree. I know that in May the fruits will start growing, but it's not up to me. I don't control it. But I control this grain. I can harvest it. Therefore, again, under normal circumstances, I control this grain. And therefore, I can separate the truma even before I harvest it. Because it's called Bali Aylam. Biyadai makes it Bali Aylam. The fact that it's under my control to make it a Bali Aylam makes it considered Bali Aylam. This is Rabbi Yechonin's side.
It has to be in the
That's going to be in Sugya Raman base. We'll see.
Does he have to know how much he's going to give as Truma? Is there such a thing?
He has to tell. He's deciding how much he wants to give a Truma.
He can decide now or he can decide later?
No, he's giving it now.
He's giving nothing. He's already...
He's giving it now. Rashi. Paris Harugazuma Kubarim, Klaiva Oishama Paris Harugazuma Kubarim, Yetruman the Tloshim. Benitla Shumau, Shetruma Lamafreya. Is it Truma Lamafreya? Be having commanders Dabash Labali Aylam? I lie. Is it making Truma on a Dabash Labali Aylam or not? Kol Shabiyada, Kihai Shabiyada Litla, Shalafish Miyadi can do it right away. Zog to Gemara, and this is why the Sugi is here. Esrei. The guy says, I'm Makadosh you after I become a ger. The guy told the lady, I want to make the ketush after I become a ger. After you become a ger, after I become free, after you become free. After your hubby dies, or after your sister dies, my wife, that's what the guy saying. Now, Bishloi Mekulu Labiyadai. Of all those cases, he's not in control. Except one. He can become a ger. That's Biyadai. He can't make her a ger, and he can't free himself, and he can't free her, and he can't kill the husband. I mean, he could, but that's not called Biyadai. And he can't kill his sister, his wife, and he can't be Chaylitz Liyavama. Those are not Biyadai. But he can become a ger. So, in fact, the Gemara, Bishloi Mekulu Labiyadai. O ger have a Biyadai. And for the Gemara, Ger Nami Labi Yadai. Ger is also not under his control. Ger Tzarek Shleisha. Ger needs three people to do the process of Geras. My time, Mishpat Ksivay. The Pasuk uses the word Mishpat. Therefore, Miyema de Mizdaka Klehani Klosa. Who says he'll get three people to do the Geras? Ask people that want to become Gerim how easy or difficult it is to become Gerim. It's rather difficult. Who says he can find the Bezin? No, what you want to ask, the Gemara is going to talk about. Frank, the Gemara, I'm telling you now, I know what you want to ask, and the Gemara is going to talk about.
I think you do not.
Yes, I think I do. Maskevara, I'll tell you what, I'll do the next piece of Gemara, and then you'll tell me whether I know it or not. Maskevara, Baba Bamamo. Elamayata, nice and pruta, the Shivchosoi. If somebody gives a pruta to his Shivcha, the Yamrahat, Makadashas, Lilacha, Sheshtachrech, and he says, I can be. Mekadosh you after I free you. How can I be the Kedushin? That's Biyadai. Now Tysus points out that there's a shaila whether he has to have a bezin, that she has to be makabel mitzvahs or not. So this Gemara is obviously working that you don't need a bezin, because if you needed a bezin, it's the same answer we just gave. So the Gemara is assuming that once you have an Eved Kanani or Shifcha Kananis, and you free them, they automatically become Jews without a new Kabbalah mitzvah, which is a machloikas. But we're going like the Mandiyama that says they don't need a new Kabbalah mitzvah, which is fine. So now it's totally in the hand of the owner. He can give her a Star Shechor, she's free, gone, over, done with. So why in the world is not B'yadai? He should be able to marry his own Shifcha while she's a Shifcha, say that the Kedushin will kick in after you get freed. So the Gemara Hachi Hashta. A shivcha is not human. A shivcha is a human being that has halacha of a behema. It's a different status. It's a totally different person. It's not the same person that's a shivcha that becomes free. She goes from someone who has no mind of their own to someone who gets a mind of their own. And therefore, that's not considered, it's biyadai, but it's not that you can take this thing and make it eligible. You have to change the thing from 0 to 100. It's nothing. You can't say, I can turn the animal into a human. You could, but that's not enough. That biyadai doesn't work for him. Now, there's a machloikas rishayin, and what happened by guy? Can I give the same teretz by guy? Since gankish is guy, I can cut in shenay ladami. Can I give this same teretz as a guy? Some say that once the Gemara introduced this, you could really answer the same thing by a ger. The reason it doesn't work is because he has to change like a cut and chenut dummy. Others say there's a big difference. If you notice, the Gemara did not say that she's chenut dummy. The Gemara says she changes from animal to human. A guy doesn't change from animal to human. He changes from one kind of human to a different kind of human, and that might not be as much of a difference. So it's a machlokes rishayim. So I assume that that's what you wanted to ask. Why don't we say that a guy is a different entity? So, that's incorrect? Okay. So I wanted to tell you that the Gemara gets to it. Let me read the Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Tarek Shloshi Yisraelim Shadisku Goloi Latvilai Uleidia Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Kalas V'chamuras, to let him know some of the light mitzvahs and the strict mitzvahs Kalamba B'yavamas Mishpach Simbe Mishpach Echi Yilachem Kager Ke'ezrach Miyem Edimistaku Goloi Hukala B'yadayu. It's not B'yadayu. Haki nami davi kedushin hoy biyadu l'shachur l'kacha, he can free her and mekadesher. Haki gesinan, mikara behema vashta das acheres. Hukachem mechusser ma'isek arvul mizeh. This is considered, biyadu can't reach that far. Yes, it's biyadu. He can turn this animal into a human. This amadayim l'chamor, Eliezer, who's an Eved, who's an amadayim l'chamor. He can turn him into a human, he can free him. But the bottom line is, that's too much of a major change that biyadu should affect. Yes, doctor.
As we say in Havdalah every week, I knew that question was coming, so I was perfectly happy waiting for either you and or the Gemara to deal with it. I knew it was coming. The question I had was simply a prat in terms of the legal status of change, which is, if a goy owes money to someone, when they're misguided, do they still owe money, or is there such a change? And is it rabbinic, or is it d'oraisa?
I'm not sure. If I remember correctly, the Gemara talks about a guy that's chayav misa and then becomes a ger, whether he loses his chiyuv misa. And the Gemara talks about shloyim rubanu b'kedusha chamura l'kedusha kala. They shouldn't think that becoming Jewish was a way out of things. I don't remember. It's a Gemara Sanhedrin. I don't remember the Gemara addresses debt too. But if I remember, I don't remember.
That sounds
Rabbanu. That sounds Rabbanu, correct. But 100%. But I don't know if it talks about death there. It talks about death.
So in the end, it's the same question, a bit more severe. And
that's right.
In that we do say that just as Shabbos is different from the 6 days, but we make a comparison between that and, a goy and a Jew,
yes.
And that's a pretty big difference.
Yes. This is my point, because we try to know whether this applies or not, that answer.
I knew that the
Gemara
and
you were going to deal with questions.
Yes. So I'm
going to interject.
Yes,
Abraham,
you have a question?
Does a goy have a neshama? Pashtas, yes, but a different level of neshama. I'm trying to figure out why are we getting into this discussion. I would say a higher level, in a certain way a higher level. I'm not sure, but she's definitely mechuyev in many more mitzvahs than a guy is.
Correct.
She's chayev in all mitzvahs that a Jew is chayev in, that a woman, in fact, If you talk about an Eved, he's parted from things that a woman is parted from. A Shivcha, she's a woman. She'll be parted from them when she becomes Jewish as well.
We're saying now that the Goy thing is higher with more Biyado than the
Shivcha. No, the Gemara says Goy is not Biyado because you need a peasant.
Yeah, but
the question is, the Machloikas Rishonim is, the Machloikas Rishonim is the fact that a guy turns into a different entity, he's gotten Chanela dummy, a good enough answer to say it's not B'yodoy, like Behemoth to Das Acheres, or not. Correct. That is the Machloikas. Just think out a point. The Gemara says in Yevamos, right, if you remember, that
we're very happy with Rabbi
Desna's.
It shows how little we are.
Anyway, a little I have to. The Gemara says in Yevamos that if a person had children when he was a guy, and he was Megayer, we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, then he has that he was Mekayim Pruvu. In fact, Rosh Lakish says, no, he's a different person. Rabbi Yechanan says, Kayim Pruvu. But if a person has children as an Eved, and he gets freed, Dr. Gemara is not Mekayim Pruvu. If you want Yevamos. Now, you can be machalic between that Gemara and I'm just trying to prove a point. A guy is more whatever word you want to use, I hate to use the word more human, but treated more humanely, that's the right word, than an Eved is. An Eved is chattel. An Eved cannot eat, he's chayav in more mitzvahs. He has to keep Shabbos, he has to keep kosher, he has to keep taras mishpacha, he has to keep everything. Except what a woman does. He doesn't have to shake his lulav, and he doesn't have to hear a shofar, doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. But a shivcha is not going to do that when she becomes Jewish either. The only difference between a shivcha and a regular Jewish woman is who she can marry. That's it. No other difference. An eved has many differences, because there's all the mitzvahs of a woman's not chayvin. But a shivcha is never going to be chayvin those. Why not? What difference does it make? It's nothing to do with not being a shivcha. If you're chayav in lighting candles, she's chayav in lighting candles. It's not a derice anyway. It's a divine kabbalah. I'm not belittling lighting candles. Very important thing. But why shouldn't she light candles? She has
Rabbi.
Candles. Yes.
So is the concept that the Eved Kanani was not always an Eved Kanani. Once, let's just say, she was just a goy. So is the concept that the neshama deteriorated, so to speak, and became a lesser neshama, and then can be elevated later if she's freed? Is that the concept, that the neshama is shifting?
No, the neshama, it's an interesting question you're asking. What Harvey is asking is, a guy becomes an Eved, or a guyish lady becomes a shivcha. When she was a guy, according to some Rishonim, she was not a behemah. I mean, according to all Rishonim, she wasn't a behemah. She became a shivcha kananis. She became chayiv in all the mitzvahs, but became like a behemah. And then, when she gets freed, she goes from being a behemah to not being like a guy, but to be like a yid. Now, he wants to know what the process is. Now, the way I understand the process, according to these Rishonim, is that it's not her neshama that deteriorates. It's her das. An Eved and a Shivcha lose decision ability. They have no independent das. If you notice, the Gemara doesn't say she was a behemah and now she turned human. The Gemara says she was a behemah and now she has das acheres. Now she becomes someone who can decide major things in her life. Now, as a Shivcha,
so
she probably could decide what dress she could wear.
It's an external thing. Externally, she's not permitted to exercise it. She hasn't changed, but the way the world acts upon her has changed.
The way the Torah acts upon her has changed. Right.
Okay.
Yes, doctor.
I would suggest, along the lines of Victor's time, that the question is a product of the words that we're using when we're talking about lethos, morda. The a shivcha and a goy are separate halachic entities, and as such, halacha is a reflection, is a definition of reality. It's not like secular law, which is simply fiat. This is an actual statement of what the reality is.
Nobody's disagreeing with that.
Does not make sense.
Again, nobody's disagreeing with that.
Okay.
Okay. So it simply flows out. It's like, you know, which is better, apples or oranges, depends on what you want. The other thing, as far as the neshama and the goy, that's the farish in Rosh Hashanah and various other Gemaras, as well as a number of Medrashim. I mean, if you talk about Titus being reincarnated, if he didn't have a neshama, what exactly is being reincarnated?
Yes, I attend, if you answer, if you listen to me, I said a guy has a neshama, but at a lower level. I did say that.
The question is no question.
Again, every time there's an answer, the question is not a question.
And then, you know, on top of that, the lesson states, my favorite lesson, the lesson states the Pharisees that ain't shum dover, there is nothing which does not have a tachiyah in Asia.
Fine.
Requires
is that true?
I don't get involved in these things, it's beyond my pay grade. Yes.
Since you're talking about the poor wood, nobody, does anybody get chaf for poor wood when the Evan has children?
No.
Is it neshama that he has, a Jewish neshama?
I have no idea. I didn't check it upstairs. I can't tell you.
And who gets chaf mitzvah when Evan Kani does mitzvah?
He's all mitzvahs. He gets all the chaf he gets.
He gets all the chaf.
Yes.
Except for poor wood.
It's not his children. If you have children, they're not your children. You can't get chaf for poor wood.
Evan
Ivry
has children.
Evan Ivry is a Jew.
When he has the master of the Evan Ivry.
If he has children with Hashem Chikananis, he gets zero schar. He's a breeder of Avadim. I have to be so crude, but that's what he is.
And.
Okay. Right. Dr. Gemara Baita. If that is true, let's move on to the next case. Relohad Amar Avashia. A nice and pruta le'ishtai. Guy gives a pruta to his wife. V'yomerloi, hariat mukadesh esli l'agha shegar sheikh. Don't ask me why he's doing this. I want to marry you after I divorce you. She's his wife now. He wants to divorce her and remarry her. So why he wants to divorce her? I don't know. It doesn't make a difference. We can make up a story. But he wants to divorce her. Maybe he gets a tax discount. I don't know.
I want to marry you after I divorce you?
Yeah. I'm going to do the Kedusha now. It should kick in after I divorce you. Yeah, I don't know, maybe he gets an income tax. I don't know why in the world he would do this. I'm not hearing his mind. This is a halachic shaila. Zokta halacha is, ain't the mukadashas. Hokinami l'Rabbi Yechanan to have a Kedusha. Why not? It's biyadai. He can divorce her. Why can't he do the Kedusha? Dr. Gemara, and he the biyada the guy should be other lekacha. He can do half. He can divorce her, but she has to agree to a new kedushin, not happen to him. That's not biyada. He doesn't have the ability.
She accepts it.
Again, but that's not biyada. At this point, he can't do the second kedushin. He'll need her agreement. Dr. Ashi. And the Gemara could have answered this before also. That by the shivcha and by the guy, by the shivcha especially, the Gemara could have answered. You need her agreement afterwards, and that's not biyadai. He can free her, but he can't marry her unless she agrees. So Taisa speaks out. The Gemara could have given this answer earlier, but the Gemara had a better answer. Right? Let me try to explain, especially according to those Rishonim. First, the Gemara answered guy. It's not biyadai. The Gemara could have said a guy is a different action, a different person, not the same. The Gemara got to Shivcha, where the Gemara couldn't say that first answer. So the Gemara said a new answer. Then the Gemara got to a third question, and now introduces a third answer. Now the third answer can answer the second question as well, because he can free a Shivcha, but then she has to agree to marry him. He'll need her das, and therefore it's not biyada. He can't do the whole thing himself. By truma, he can harvest it and make it truma. He doesn't need anybody to agree or disagree with him. By a shivcha, he's going to need an agreement of a woman. It's not biyadai. You need an other party. That would have answered shivcha too. But at that point, we didn't need that answer. We need that answer now. Once you have this answer, it answers the previous question as well.
A lady, even if she accepts kedusha, has to also go to the chuppah.
No. She has to accept kedusha. It's not biyadai. Let me explain. She's not eligible for kedusha now. The question was, it's biyadai to make it happen. No, it's not. He needs her agreement. Not totally biyadai. You can say it's a combination of both of them's biyadai, but it's not his biyadai. He's doing an act of kedushin that he cannot do on his own.
It's that she has no das. She has no das.
She has das. She's a married lady to him. Again, let's go to this case. He goes to his own wife with a lot of das. And he tells her, I want to be mekadesh you after I divorce you. And she agrees. But he couldn't do this on his own. Therefore, it's not biyadai. He needed somebody else to help him along.
Right.
Same thing. She has to agree after she gets read.
But
again, she can agree now for then, too. Maybe it worked, maybe it won't work. I'm not going to get involved. I hear what you're trying to say. Maybe. But all I'm saying is, for sure it works. So he can't do it himself. The answer is he can't do it himself. That's all.
The whole
is all slugged up now. That's not true. Not Gare. Gare's not slugged up. Right, that's true. It answers all the questions previously. Correct. Correct. Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hanoisam Bruta Le'ishtai. Maybe she won't agree. Don't think of my writer. Tifshait the Bay Revaisha. Based on that,
He can't make a contract with his own wife for afterwards.
That's what Rabbi Eichon said exactly.
Because
it's not biyadai. At this point, she's not eligible for a new kedushin.
She's not allowed to make a contract with anybody.
She can do whatever she wants. You can't make kedushin to a married lady. It depends what the contract is about. If the contract is that she's going to New York, she can make that contract. If the contract is that she's getting married, she's married now.
But she can't write that she's... Okay.
Don't think of my writer. Tipshite. The by Rav Aisha. Based on your answer, we should be able to prove Rav Aisha is Shailam. Hanaisin Shtei Prutas Leisha goes over to a single woman, and he says to her, listen, I'm giving you two Prutas. I want one to work now, and I want one to work after I divorce you. I'm marrying you now, I'm planning to divorce you, and I want to make Kedusha now for after I divorce you. So he's giving two acts of Kedusha now. One to work now, and one to work when he divorces her. But she has a Shaila. Does that work or not? Why can't we answer that? We just said, it's not biyadai. He can divorce her, but he won't be able to remarry her, and therefore it shouldn't work. Why does Rabbeisha have that Shaila and we didn't prove it? Tim should debay Rabbeisha. Hanoisin shtei prutas l'isha. B'yachas amr lo hiskachi l'lachas shegar sheikh. Right. Why don't we prove from the halacha before you can't be mekadesh a woman after you divorce her? So why can't you, what's the shaila about being mekadesh her twice now?
How are you mekadesh twice now?
One pruta for the kedusha now, and one pruta for the kedusha after the divorce.
Kedusha now is michal now.
Yeah.
Okay, and then
one pruta for the kedusha after the divorce.
What's it? How did she, the first
kedushin
battle?
No, she's going to divorce her.
She agreed out to both.
She agreed out to both.
So, but the problem is, it's not biyadai.
Right, not biyadai.
Why is it not biyadai?
Because, again, that's what I was trying to say. You need someone else's agreement. Now, you could have asked that question before.
The answer is
you need something that he's in total control without needing anybody else to help him.
That's right.
He's the one that's going to be divorcing her.
True, but he can't remarry her without her agreeing to that.
If she takes the first proof on the condition that he will marry after Shagar says...
So we're going to a different case. Let's try to understand this case first. Afterwards, all bets are off. Bye, Jeff. And for the Gemara, and I don't understand this answer well, but I'll read it and explain it to the best of my ability. Kleinbrisker says, if you can't explain it, you don't understand it. That's probably what's going to happen now. Zog the Gemara, no. That's a different case. Because Dilma Kehecha, the Tavsi Kedushin Hash, the Tavsi Nami Lachik. Since she's eligible for Kedushin now, maybe he can even do Kedushin for later, even though it's not Biyadai. In the case when his wife is married to him, she's not eligible for kedushin in her current status. She's married. He can't be mekadesh, a married lady. So he's counting on the fact that he could change her status and marry her. The answer is no. You can't change her status and marry her yourself. You can change her status and hope she agrees. But you need somebody else's agreement. In this case, you can do the kedushin now with her agreement. That doesn't need biyadai. So since she's eligible now for the act of kedushin, perhaps you can put in a kedushin for later, even though it's not biyadai. And again, if you're going to question me on this, I can't say anymore. Because to me, it's very difficult. It's still not biyadai. But the Gemara is saying, since now she's eligible for kedushin, unlike the married woman, who's not eligible for kedushin at all, this woman is now eligible for kedushin. So since you can do it now, you can do it for later. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Tifsha de Bay Ravisha. Mahadar mina nimshnei biyada lekacha, mishagashan ala have a kedushin. But lamidi, it's nothing. Tifsha de Bay Ravisha nami. Have a kedushin, that's the chol of the shishana. So let's be patient that you can't be makadish for now, for after gerish. The answer is, let me get to the top. See, Dr. Rashi, climber. Lahaki masap klein the Ravisha. This is why Ravisha has a doubt. Baha in this case. Since he can be Mekadisher now, he can do it that later on she can come retroactively. Don't ask me how you married this woman twice. She's not eligible for Kedusha. Therefore, when she's eligible for Kedusha, you might be able to do another Kedusha that's not Biyadai. When she's not eligible for Kedusha, you can't do a kedushin that doesn't have biyadai. Now, I'm not sure. I mean, in my problem, I don't understand it really, but I can say the words that the Gemara is saying. And I said that when I started. I can't really explain it better than that.
So she's married. He can't be Megarish. At this point now, she doesn't have to marry him.
But she agreed.
She agreed, but...
He can do the kedushin now. He doesn't need biyadai for that. Everybody that marries a woman needs her agreement. You only need biyadai for something that she's not eligible for now.
He's telling to her now, as a single woman, that when I divorce you and she can... Two marriages.
I'm marrying you, I will divorce you, and I want to remarry you.
And she can say no to the first one, and therefore...
Then nothing will work.
Nothing will work.
Right, but you don't need biyadai for that.
She doesn't have biyadai. He doesn't have biyadai right now.
No. You don't need it. You don't need it.
The condition was that I will marry you again after I divorce you.
But once he marries her first, he has the biyadai of divorce.
Yes, but right now...
Again. He doesn't need that for now. Every time I go to a woman, a man goes to a woman and says, I have a contractual plea, it's not biyadai.
Right, so it's not biyadai.
You don't need biyadai for what happens now. You need biyadai for what happens in the future.
But it might never happen.
If he doesn't say yes, then the whole thing is canceled. Right. Yes, doctor.
I think I can propose an answer to it. I don't know if I'm correct or not, but with your permission, I'll propose an answer. Which is, the big problem here is Hebrew and Aramaic both lack the subjunctive case. So let's take the... let's change the Gemara a bit so that he says to her, accept my kedushin, and she happens to be a sock dealer. And also I want to give you a sock, contract for 100 pairs of socks to kick in the future. If they become divorced, that does not abrogate the contract.
No.
So therefore, this is the same thing. She's legitimately able to accept kedushin, period.
She can't but she can't accept two kedushins.
No, the second one is actually in a subjunctive case. That should this happen, this now, and she is able to accept that.
If you're happy with it, I'm happy with it. I still have a problem with it, and I just move on.
I mean, she's legally able to accept it.
That's what the Gemara is saying. I'm not arguing.
Why can't she accept it? It only becomes active in the case of a divorce.
Okay, that's what the Gemara is saying. Fine. If you're happy with it, I'm happy with it.
I don't know if I'm happy or not. I'm still thinking about it.
Tanya Kavasin Rabbi Yechanan. Ein Tarmim and Amatol Shamachover. Rabbi Bryson, it said like Rabbi Yechanan, the Biyadai takes care of Davish Labal Yalam. can't be tired of Klaus Machuber, but Tamar ain't Mamar, Taram ain't Trumasi Truma. Ketat, I'm a Paris, I rugazu Tlushim, Yutruma Paris, Rugazu Machubarim, Machubaris, I Paris, I rugazu Machubaris, Yutruma Paris, I rugazu Tlushim, Layama Klum. Ava Amar, Lixi Yitlushu, the Nitlushu Dwarf Kayaman. But if he makes for after he harvested, it works. Why? We got that. Rashi. Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yechanan, the Chol should be under Lav Kamachusar Maisa Dami. Avam Amar Lich Yitlusu Tumah Venitlusu Dwarv Kayamim Hail V'Yadai Litresh Lahafresh. Okay, now let's learn the next few lines, and we'll see. This is opens up a whole new branch of the sugya. I'll just read the next few lines, and then we'll continue Mer Hashem tomorrow. Yeser Akein Amar Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov. What happens that the truma is not, the grain on the field is not completely grown yet? It still needs time to grow. And he wants to make a truma now for when he harvests it, but you're right to harvest it, but it's still not completely grown.
That's
not Biyadai.
Grow once he cuts it.
But he's not cutting it now. Once they go a third, that's when they're eligible to be separated. Truma. He holds. Other makna davish labali olam.
Oh, that's different.
He holds you can be makna davish labali olam. You can make it. You don't need it to be bali olam. Now again, is it a complete labali olam? Is it a partial labali olam? It's here.
Don't you need?
He argues in the Tanakhama.
Don't you need?
Every Bali Island, you sell the fruit of the tree. It's only Bali Island. But there, the fruit didn't even start growing yet. Here, it's growing. That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Exactly.
Rebbe, you will be here.
I'll be here in voice. Everybody have a wonderful time.